Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason Hee. First, let me tell you about this week's sponsor, the Scroll and Key Society. I suppose it's wiser not to tell you about the Scroll and Key Society. Forget I ever mentioned it. This week's story describes our hero's mission into Briar's Glen, site of the decisive final battle of the War of the Wastes, home to Lord Tarnath, the tyrannical ruler of Briar County, and birthplace of the legend of Zerdan's immortality. Regrouping in the village of Moxen, Athenia returns from the ashes of the Vogel Woods with a new companion, a fairy sprite named Purest Drop of the Mountain's Dew. Furious at Tarnath's sheriffsmen for torching her home, Mountain Dew is eager to join the party as they head to Briar's Glen to seek friends in Dwarftown and connect with an underground rebel cell. Gustav, Alar, and Root spread rebel propaganda in the countryside, while the rest of the party heads to the city of Briar's Glen. Opting for subtlety, our heroes travel incognito. Zerdan dons his ring of disguise, taking the form of a dusty old hermit. Finn conceals the conspicuously elvish half-elven Athenia with druidic invisibility, and Mountain Dew, the angry sprite, reluctantly agrees to postpone her vengeance and stow away in Finn's ratskin bag. Arriving in Briar's Glen's dwarf town, our heroes stumble into a pre-Liberation Day celebration with song, dance, drink, and ample food. They meet the clan speaker, Gremelinda, and partake of strong dwarven ale before finding two old friends in good cheer at the heart of the dwarven throng. The two halflings, Augustus Brambleskin Cinderfoot III and his traveling companion Dylan, enthusiastically reunite with our heroes and offer to put them up in their modest hovel. Xandar takes advantage of the downtime, borrowing Zerdan's Ring of Disguise to sneak across town to the local Wizards Guild office, where he meets a sympathetic guild librarian named Rosafet. Xandar risks revealing his true identity to check out a spellbook, The Battle of Briar's Glen, A Magical History. Back in Dwarftown, Augustus and Dylan reveal that they are rebel informants, keeping their eyes, ears, and mouths open for any juicy tidbits that could help Rax and the Resistance. The halflings then arrange a meeting with Tetra, a Scroll and Key operative and rebel cell leader here in Briar's Glen. The meeting is set for tonight, after moonrise, in the Southside Cemetery.
You'll need the secret phrase. Fine wines and cheeses, and other stuff. Don't forget the and other stuff. Oh, and you must give the new hand signal. That's non-negotiable.
At dusk, Athenia and Lav sneak off to the cemetery to scout the situation. Zerdan, Finn, and Xandar calmly stroll through the streets of Briar's Glen, but they are distracted by a familiar melody. Zerdan recognizes the flute-playing old man as none other than Kavote, his musical mentor. Kavote is confused by the questioning of an old hermit until Zerdan sings along to the old tune, Ride the Pegasus. Kavote's eyes perk up with a flash of recognition for his former pupil. However, with the moon rising above the walls of Tarnath Manor, Finn grabs Zerdan and cuts the reunion short so as not to miss their rendezvous with Tetra's cell. At the cemetery, our heroes find only a lowly ratcatcher milling about, who seems rather ignorant of any rebel cells. Growing frustrated, Finn and Athenia nearly end the poor ratcatcher's life before Xandar remembers the secret phrase, wines and cheeses and other stuff, and the hand signal, a gesture representing the Eye of the Phoenix.
About time. I suppose it's supposed to be fine wines and cheeses. But that's close enough for me. You aren't so skillful at this subterfuge thing, are you?
Oryk, the rat catcher, then escorts the party to a rebel safe house in a quiet part of town where they are greeted by their frontier companion, Axel, who has joined the resistance. Axel vouches for the heroes who saved his life from a giant trapdoor spider and introduces Tetra. The scroll and key operative is suspicious of the heroes, but lays out a plot to kidnap the sheriff of Briars County, Tarnath's son, Prince Infurio, during the Liberation Day parade. The rebels plan to use Infurio to negotiate a trade to free Havram the healer, Dashuri the guildmage, and other prisoners from Tarnath's dungeon. Our heroes are loath to negotiate with Tarnath, distrust Tetra's plan, and choose to part ways with the rebel cell. Regrouping with Augustus and Dylan in Dwarftown, and with Liberation Day only a week away, the party ponders their own plot to oust Lord Tarnath from power. Join us next time for more Tales of Valor from the Heroes of the Realm. Thank you.